Seventh Scroll, Ancient Egypt, Book 2, written by Wilbur Smith and read by Mark Meadows.
The dusk crept in from the desert and shaded the dunes with purple. Like a thick velvet cloak, it muted all sounds, so that the evening was tranquil and hushed. From where they stood on the crest of the dune, they looked out over the oasis and the complex of small villages that surrounded it. The buildings were white, with flat roofs, and the date palms stood higher than any of them, except the Islamic mosque and the Coptic Christian church. These bastions of faith opposed each other across the lake. The waters of the lake were darkling. A flight of ducks slanted down on quick wings to land with a small splash of white close in against the reed banks. The man and the woman made a disparate couple. He was tall, though slightly bowed, his silvering hair catching the last of the sunlight. She was young, in her early 30s, slim, alert, and vibrant. Her hair was thick and curling, restrained now by a thong at the nape of her neck.
"Time to go down now. Alia will be waiting."
He smiled down at her fondly. She was his second wife. When his first wife died, he thought that she had taken the sunlight with her. He had not expected this last period of happiness in his life. Now he had her and his work. He was a man happy and contented. Suddenly she broke away from him and pulled the thong from her hair. She shook it out, dense and dark, and she laughed. It was a pretty sound. Then she plunged down the steep slip face of the dune, her long skirts billowing around her flying legs. They were shapely and brown. She kept her balance until halfway down, when gravity overwhelmed her and she tumbled. From the top he smiled down on her indulgently. Sometimes she was still a child. At others she was a grave and dignified woman. He was not certain which he preferred, but he loved her in both moods. She rolled to a halt at the bottom of the dune and sat up, still laughing, shaking the sand out of her hair.
"Your turn,"
she called up at him. He followed her down sedately, moving with the slight stiffness of advancing age, keeping his balance until he reached the bottom. He lifted her to her feet. He did not kiss her, although the temptation to do so was strong. It was not the Arab way to show public affection, even to a beloved wife. She straightened her clothing and retied her hair before they set off towards the village. They skirted the reed beds of the oasis, crossing the rickety bridges over the irrigation canals. As they passed, the peasants returning from the fields greeted him with deep respect.
"Salam alaikum, doktari. Peace be with you, doctor."
They honoured all men of learning, but him especially, for his kindness to them and their families over the years. Many of them had worked for his father before him. It mattered little that most of them were Muslim, while he was a Christian. When they reached the villa, Alia, the old housekeeper, greeted them with mumbles and scowls.
"You are late. You are always late. Why do you not keep regular hours, like decent folk?"
"We have a position to maintain."
"Old mother, you are always right," he teased her gently. "What would we do without you to care for us?"
He sent her away, still scowling, to cover her love and concern for him. They ate the simple meal on the terrace together, dates and olives and unleavened bread and goat's milk cheese. It was dark when they finished, but the desert stars were bright as candles.
"Royan, my flower."
He reached across the table and touched her hand.
"It is time to begin work."
He stood up from the table and led the way to his study that opened out onto the terrace. Royan al-Simma went directly to the tall steel safe against the far wall and tumbled the combination.